Good morning, fam. Again, I'm back. I've been quite away for a while, and today I want to take you through what's happening here in Kenya, Nairobi. Over the weekend, we had the WRC World Rally here in Nairobi City. So you understand that the whole world was in Nairobi, Kenya. So the rally happened in Naivasha. It happened in. There was four stages actually. One was in Nairobi from KCC, and on flag off they went to one of the large stadiums in Kenya, Kasran, and then they had some of the nice malls, they entertained people before proceeding to Naivasha. There was another circuit. Then Naivasha, remember, this wildlife, and so this thing holding happened in two phases. There was Soysambu is one of the conservancies, a private conservancy, and then the other one happened in Hell's Gate. It's a game reserve actually, so people had the opportunity to see the wild animals. The zebras would cross the road anytime the cars would pass, and it was so amazing and exciting. I tell you, man, it was one of the lovely things, let alone the fans, there was so many, and I tell you, the whole highway was closed. Remember, Nairobi Nakuru Highway, negotiating between Nairobi and Nakuru Highway, the road towards Uganda. If you have to go to Uganda, you use the same road, which was heavy with traffic jam. I can tell you that it was an awesome event. Now, the third day of the rally was when it went to Soysambu, and getting inside there was one of the hectic things. Using the road towards Elementaita, there was a lot of traffic diversions, but the spirit there, you know, the safari spirit was all over, man. You know, this event is one of the one look forward to. Remember, people come to Kenya to watch the wild animals. They tour, actually we have got what's called safari tour, and in this safari tour we've got many parks that people always travel to. It's a wild, exciting tour out up country and to the parks, Savo and the likes. So safari actually was coined to represent a stage in which people would tour the conservancies, at the same time enjoy the thrill past. But you know, with a normal kind of people went there, some of them went to have their own parties, but the rally was the dominant. So guys, we had close to the whole drivers which completed the whole rally, were 26 of them, both international and the local drivers also did join in. And remember, some of them pulled out, but when the dust settled down, we had Sebastian Ogier being co-driven by Jay Ingraja. They were having the team car Yaris, Toyota Yaris, and both were male. Stage time was 3 hours 18 minutes 11 seconds and 3 microseconds. No penalties, man, I tell you. So there was another young Japanese guy by the name Katsuta, being co-driven by D. Barrett, also riding on a Toyota Yaris. And those were the guys who had given. Remember, before Neville, the French guy, dropped, who was being totaled to be, who was going to be the winner before the last circuit, when we were going for the last circuit, he broke the suspension and during the test drive, and he had to opt out. And so, I cannot pronounce that name properly. He was called Takamino Katsuta. That was a Japanese guy who was being co-driven by the England guy, D. Barry. He got to be the second guy on the rally. And then we had Tanak being co-driven by Javioja, then Greensmith from Britain, Binko driven by Paterson from I think Netherlands or something like that. Then we have for Moss being driven by Jamal. We had K Rovan Perra on the sixth number, riding car number 69, being co-driven by Al Tunen. He riding on a Toyota Yaris. I'm telling you, Yaris just took the center stage, man. Number seven, we have Onko Rai. Remember his brother, his brother had to be lifted because he had an accident during the second stage of the rally. Sorry, quick recovery to him. The brother to Onko Rai, who happens to be the CEO of Cabras. Who thought that the CEO could write and get to number seven, man? Being co-driven by D Star Starock from Britain. Right, Onko Rai, remember, he's a Kenyan. On number eight, riding car number 27, we have the K Patel being co-driven by T Khan, also another Kenyan. On 23, we have Carl Tundo riding on a Polo GTI being co-driven by T Jessop. Carl Tundo is a Kenyan, driving a Kenyan, being co-driven by a Kenyan. And on 10th, we had E Evans being co-driven by S Martin. These guys both are English. On number 11, we had El Batelli being co-driven by S Catolin. Both these guys were, I mean, not Spaniards, but they were Italians. On number 12, we had Sordo, D Sordo, from Spain, being co-driven by B Rosada, from Spain still. On number 13, we had J Chana, being co-driven by Har Chana, both Kenyans. D Chatti, being co-driven by Haj Fori, from South Africa, Kenyan. Another one, 15, E Bengi, being co-driven by P Mutuma on a Lancer Evo X. Evo 1, Evo 10, sorry, Evo 10 guys. And he was being driven by another guy, he was J Wahome on 16th, being co-driven by D Okundi on a Fiesta ST Rally 3. Another one was D Twist, being co-driven by K Kyler. So guys, the number were, they were quite drivers. I was just giving you a snapshot of the rally drivers from both the local here and international, from Britain, the Great Britain, from Spain, from Italy, from South Africa, and I don't think we had someone from the USA, guys. I'm seeing only Britain, Spain, and France. So guys, that was just a snippet of the rally. And remember, all these stages were close in Naivasha. The rally came to an end, and the President of the Republic of Kenya, His Excellency Uhuru Muigai Kenyatta, had the opportunity to award these people, various drivers, for the best manufacturer, for the best driver, best co-driver on each stage and overall. Remember, we had quite various stages for the rally. So they were awarded by the president towards the end of 4 o'clock on Sunday 27th, when the rally came to an end. So guys, it was one of the most best rally. Remember, WRC was making a maiden comeback after a 20 years hiatus in Kenyan landscape. I remember Kenya is the only country to hold this event in Africa, and there were negotiations, and at the end of the rally, they were being mooted that the president had a sort commitment of the rally to continue being here, and so we'll be having this rally every year for the next 5 years from now. So guys, if you wanna come to tour, you can always plan your tour to Africa in terms of safari. You can always plan your safari to the game parks, and at the same time come and witness this rally happening at the parks also again. And there'll be more and amazing stages coming next. I don't know where, but I know it's gonna be amazing. And lastly but not least, remember, there's always an opportunity to one of our game parks here. They serve what is most in Mara. things place more and more. And then there's the small game reserves. You can always enjoy yourselves. Nice place, nice camping sites. You could enjoy yourself, you guys. So till then, we shall still have a chat here, family. And I want to wish you a good afternoon because here we in the morning and into the afternoon here in Nairobi. It's been your time. It's been me, the only Jared Khan. And thank you for your time. Good morning. Bye.